Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm joined from Milwaukee as a microcosm because as goes Milwaukee, so goes the state, by Jeremy Janine, creator and writer for Urban Milwaukee. Welcome back to the show, Jeremy. You wanted to talk about one of the same things that Dan Schaefer wanted to talk about from the State Slate, which shows you how important this is, not just for Milwaukee public schools, but for the entire state and nation. Jeremy, tell us more about your reporting from Urban Milwaukee about this and why this is so, frankly, shocking.
The thing that really shocks me is that yesterday I was in a press conference with Milwaukee Health Commissioner Michael Tortiardis. And the question was, well, who are you supposed to call at the Health and Human Services Centers for Disease Control for help on an issue like this? And he said, I don't know. The entire lead team has been eliminated. We can assume if we started making calls about PFAS or other things, those teams have likely been eliminated. 10,000 employees being fired at the Department of Health and Human Services. We're already seeing the impacts of what a cut like that can bring. And this is, I think, a perfect Milwaukee as microcosm topic. Milwaukee has this issue. It's going to rear its head, probably not for lead, probably for some other issue, but all across the state whenever there's some type of public health need.
Yeah, it's the irresponsibility and, frankly, the callousness and cruelty is breathtaking. And here is the rub, Jeremy. I want to get your take on this. Again, in my opinion, from my vantage point, when you look at the communities that will pay the highest price for these kinds of cuts, it's not places like Milwaukee. It's not the city of Racine. It's not the city of Green Bay. It's not Madison. It's not even places maybe like Wausau. It is the smallest communities that do not have within their local governments the capacity at all to respond to public health crises or to these kinds of outbreaks. The communities that are so small in more rural, more less populated areas do not have the capacity to respond at scale if these things happen. Whereas, gee whiz, at least the city of Milwaukee has a robust health department with people that are trying to respond to this. I get extraordinarily worried about the impact, frankly, on more red-leaning counties, more rural counties, more red-leaning states that already, by almost any metric, have poorer health outcomes than some blue-leaning counties. It seems to sort of it seems to me that the Trump administration is sort of thumbing their nose at people at greatest risk who, frankly, were some of their core voters in the last cycle. Your thoughts on the fact that the implications, the impacts of cuts like these, the complete gutting of the lead poisoning response team at the CDC, other things that were gutted according to a memo just released, part of other sweeping layoffs, including cruise ship outbreak investigations. That team has been completely let go. Also on natural disaster response within the CDC, that's gone. And these are all related to helping local public health officials respond to these kinds of disasters. Expertise related to radiological and nuclear threats has been eliminated out of the CDC. Am I wrong that, you know, yeah, Milwaukee's going to feel it, but so is every other county in this state?
I think you're right. You're hitting it on the nose with it's going to be worse in smaller communities. And it's important to look at what the Milwaukee officials were asking of the federal officials. They weren't asking the federal officials to come paint, to do the basic blocking and tackling and fixing the problem. They were saying, this is going to get very complicated. We're going to get data from hundreds and hundreds of kids. And we need your expertise as federal leaders who spend your entire career focused on lead poisoning to look at this complicated data, to design strategies for testing hundreds of kids. They weren't asking for just give us money to help fix the issue. No, that unfortunately is an issue that's falling on Milwaukee Public Schools. but they were asking for guidance, big picture strategies on how do we resolve this most effectively? How do we really completely address this? I think we're going to see that very problem creep up on all kinds of other things where the technical expertise is just now completely absent.
And this is where I wanted to put some emphasis this afternoon, Jeremy. It bears repeating, what they were asking for was technical data analysis assistance. How do you triage this? How do you make sure that you're addressing the schools of greatest risk? For, right, like limited resources, limited staff, we have to figure out how to triage this. Good data analysis is the backbone of good public policy. And if they don't have the right data scientists, which many local health departments, even in a place like Milwaukee, which is big, don't have that capacity, don't know exactly how to splice and dice the data correctly or in a best practices way. And as a data scientist myself, as an economist, you don't do the analysis right, you're going to get a bunch of garbage results that actually might harm, from a public policy or decision-making standpoint, might make it make an outbreak or a problem like this worse, which is absolutely stunning. Here's a few other areas of the CDC completely blacklined. Cancer cluster investigations, chemical weapons demolitions, toxic substance spills. These are issues in the state. We've had pipeline disasters. Where are local health departments going to go to help analyze how to help people? It ain't the feds anymore, courtesy of RFK Jr. and Donald Trump. Jeremy, thank you for being a partner in our continuing discussion about these cuts and the lead situation in MPS. You'll be back next week with me, I'm sure.
See you next week.
Thank you, Jeremy Janine of Urban Milwaukee, for this segment we call Milwaukee as a Microcosm. As goes Milwaukee, so goes the state. When we come back, I'm going to tell you the latest on Mr. Abrego Garcia and the Trump administration thumbing its nose at the federal courts. Our discussion continues on the other side on the Civic Media Radio Network.